You are tuned into the Timely Beaver. Do not attempt to change the channel, the pond water you are swimming in, for you are tuning into episode 30.
Hey, all you Beaver believers out there, welcome to another episode of the Timely Beaver. It is, let's see here, September 26th, and tonight in the audience we have Dave.
Hey, what's going on, everybody?
Hey, Dave's come to us once again from beautiful California.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so have you had great weather lately?
Yeah, it's been pretty good, actually. I think there's Indian summer is approaching, so I think we're going to have another,
Oh, really?
Last glimpse of summer coming up here, so.
Yeah, it definitely feels that way.
Oh, yeah.
Everything's changing colors on us already. It's kind of like, where did it all go?
I know, man.
Oh, it's quite amazing. What was that?
Fall is a pretty nice time of year.
Oh, it's great, man. It's great. Yeah. So, let's see here. We jammed last night. That was pretty cool.
Did some of our old favorites
from the heyday.
Yep. Son of a Gun by Nirvana. Good stuff, though. But yeah.
Yeah, it was fun, man. It was a blast.
Yeah, it was really cool. Really good time, so. But yeah, man. I missed the way back when we jam in your parents' garage there. Had Rick on drums.
Drums, and that was a blast.
That was something else, huh?
Yeah, that was pretty sweet.
That was very cool.
Wait, I think we're also, let's see here, bringing it back up to mind. We were playing Simpson Trivia last night, too, and I think tonight we'll actually try to incorporate a little bit more of this. We'll actually have, I'll answer with you, and we can, kind of come up with our own answers, or a little bit different than just having you guess all the time. And we'll switch it around, and we'll have the 10 Simpson trivia questions.
Okay, that sounds like a fun one.
All right. Well, let's see here. What would you like to talk about first? The raising gas prices, or sodium in your diet?
Let's talk about the... what's a good first topic? Well, why don't we just talk about... I told Chris about the episode, and hopefully he'll be listening into the next podcast, Ted, so the next one that goes up.
Cool.
He's going to be listening. So why don't we talk about... why don't we talk about that? Maybe we can interview Chris, and he's thinking about getting a new laptop. I was really making a big push for him to get an Apple, so... granted, you don't need an Apple to listen to this podcast, but...
Just nice machines in general.
Yeah, and I mean, I was telling him, too, I've converted... You converted me, and then, Rick's had an Apple for a while, too, so, between the two of you, I just said, all right, let me give this a try, and then I did some I got some feedback from other people, and, now I'm definitely sold, and... I think I've quite a few people too, crazy pilots, that Apple's the way to go. And I mean, there's so many reasons. So I told Chris,
it's a good move, man. And this nice security features.
Yep. So.
All right, man. I can't help myself, Dave.
What's that?
I can't help myself. I want to ask you a few Simpson questions just to warm you up.
Okay.
Just to warm you up.
All right. Go ahead.
Okay. Here we are. True or false?
Okay.
Itchy and Scratchy and Marge. Scratchy peacefully shares a pitcher of lemonade with Itchy.
No, remember, that was the one you asked yesterday.
We did that one yesterday. I guess that kind of fucks that up.
Yeah, it's cool.
Motherfucker. Let me grab some new cards here and shuffle them around.
Sure.
So have you been flying recently?
I flew on Thursday, the last time I flew.
Thursday?
So,
Where'd you fly to?
I flew right around the Merced area. Like, hopefully I'm talking to you.
Hey, so, Dave?
Yes, Ed?
Okay, you're going to have to speak up just a hair.
Okay. Can you hear me?
That's much better.
You know what I got to do? I got to get it
out here.
Okay. I got to get it right up next to the mic. So.
Sweet.
Cool. Yeah.
All right. So what were you saying, flying right around Merced? Merced?
Yeah, right around the armpit of America. Or just California, sorry.
That's right. That's what we were talking about last night. The armpit of America.
Yeah, you know. And like we were talking, I don't know. Did you put the latest podcast up yet?
No. I'm holding off on that one. It was kind of random.
It was.
I listened to it on my way to work, and I was like, It was kind of just like off in every direction. And
yeah, we were all over the place.
Yeah. So I was thinking I'd just hold on to that one. We do this one.
Hey, that sounds like a plan.
Yeah.
Sounds good to me. So.
All right, are you ready for another Simpson question?
Okay, go ahead.
Here we are. Yeah. True or false? Scandals and Suicides is the TV show that does a feature on homosexual assault scandal.
Homosexual what scandal?
Assault scandal. Remember when he pulled the gummy bear off the babysitter's
butt?
The gummy, the Venus de Milo.
I remember that one, Venus de Milo.
So was that true or false?
What was the...
The name of the show
that
featured homosexual assault scandal was called Scandals and Suicides.
I'm going to go false.
I'm going to follow that lead and go with false as well. And it is false. It was called Rock Bottom.
Okay.
Nice.
Good.
All right. Let's see here. What else do we have? When Bart thinks chopping up... Why does Bart think of chopped up... I can't even read that one. Never mind. What is Bart's cherished toddler toy?
Mr. Honeybun.
One more time.
Mr. Honeybunny?
You are correct.
Thank you.
Who is the president of Itchy and Scratchy Studios?
Roger Myers.
Nice.
Ding, ding.
I'll do that now. Every time you get one right, I'll give a ding out.
Okay.
Sounds good.
All
right. Which U.S. president did Burns' mother have an affair with?
Oh, my goodness. I'm going to go with Robert E. Lee.
It was Taft. President Taft was the answer we were looking for. All right, true or false question.
All right.
In Treehouse of Horror 1, the title of the cranberry, or the title of the cookbook, once off. Jesus, man. Okay, one second.
Come on, Ted.
I don't know what's going on. Too much electric lettuce or something.
Let's regroup here, buddy.
True or false? In Treehouse of Horror 1, the title of the cookbook, once all the dust is blown off, says how to cook for humans.
For a human.
How to cook what?
For 40 humans.
For 40, that is correct. Ding ding.
Thank you.
Who cooks the food on the alien spacecraft commanded by Kang and Kotos?
You made something the chef try.
What? What was that?
I can't remember.
All right. Well, I believe the answer to the question that we were looking for was... All right. Sorry. Technical difficulties. Tonight we're actually doing the show in one take, so I'm not used to having to control so many different things. Forgive me,
No
people.
Problem.
The answer to that question was Sherrock, the preparer. Or Sheok, the preparer. Something like that.
Okay, see, I would not have known that.
That's one of those tough questions. But let's get back on topic here. Today, from the PodSafe Music Network, it's the musical segment, as we're now dictating.
Uh-huh.
Would you like to introduce the band?
Sure, I will gladly introduce them. They are coming. Are they coming to us from Portland, Oregon?
No, they are not, unfortunately. I think it's Chicago.
Okay, where are they from?
Chicago?
Chicago? Okay,
the Windy
well,
City.
Direct from the Windy City, here we have the Men in the Marbles with their hit Say Anything.
Say Anything from their album Angels with Dirty Faces. How's it going, Dave?
Good, Ted.
Right on.
Very good.
Are we ready to continue on with some more Simpson trivia?
Keep going, bud.
All right. Let's see here. True or false? The first prank Bart ever pulled on Homer was to light his tie on fire.
Oh, man. That's true or false? Okay, the first prank that he ever pulled on Homer was lighting what on fire?
Was that lighting his tie on fire? True or false?
True.
That is correct. Ding, ding. From where did Bart steal a military tank?
Oh my god. Gosh, I'm gonna go with, I don't know.
That would be Fort Fragg. Fort Fragg was the answer we were looking for there, Dave.
Okay.
And last one in this round of Simpsons trivia.
Okay.
What valuable thing did Homer once use to wax the car?
That would be Marge.
Ding, ding, we are correct. All right. Yeah. Get going, Dave.
Thanks, bud.
Oh, man, I've noticed a lot more people nowadays are taking the bus.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. That's what I get for being carless in Portland, right?
Yeah. It's just trying to save... They're trying to save a little fuel there, huh?
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't know. How expensive are things down in your area?
The 87, I just filled up today.
Yeah?
And it was 287, I believe.
Oh, that's about right. Sounds good to me.
Crazy, huh?
Oh, so how much longer until you think we're going to be paying $3 a gallon?
No, for a long time.
It won't be long?
I'm thinking if we're lucky, it'll stay around $3, but there's talk of, after Rita and Katrina, there's talk of increase up to, like, about...
Of how much?
At least $3.
Really?
Nationwide for the average, yeah.
Wow.
It's going to go up more than that, I bet it.
Oh, I bet it is.
Yeah. The thing is, you know, if fuel were $5.50 a gallon, people would pay it. If fuel were $10 a gallon, people would pay it. You know, they will do whatever it takes. I mean, they will pay whatever it takes. And, I mean, that's just the way it goes. So when you have a limited resource like that, and, you know, people are going to pay whatever price they can. And, you know, it almost in a good way, this is kind of good for the environment because this is discouraging, like, you know, people who drive those monster SUVs, you know, they're starting to lean towards, like, more fuel cars and stuff.
Yeah, but I remember that was the funniest thing when America's culture was all about the big SUVs, buy big, buy horsepower, buy gas guzzling.
Yep.
All right. So. Would you like to go another round of the Simpson trivia?
Let's do it, Ted.
All right. Let me shuffle the cards, Rochambeau. Pick, I'm going to lay three cards out in front of me, Dave. One, two, three. That's three cards. There are two horizontal, one is vertical in the center. Would you please choose a card? One, two, or three?
Let's go with the one on the right.
All right. And I put a card down to replace it, and this is your next question.
Okay.
Okay, wait one second here.
Wait. Wave them like you
don't care. Who eventually gets all of the leader's ill-gotten money? Mayor Quimby? Reverend Lovejoy?
Or
Cletus?
Then the answer to that would be Cletus.
And you are correct. Ding. Okay. After Bart discovers a comet, he is invited to join what elite group?
Can you say it one more time, please, Ted? It broke up.
After Bart discovers a comet, he's allowed to join what elite group?
Oh, my gosh. The Springfield Astronomer Club?
The answer we were looking for was the Super Friends.
Okay.
It's all right. Some of these are difficult. Okay, choose a card. One, two, or three.
One.
All right. Card one, true or false? Willie turned into a Freddy Cougar-like killer in Treehouse of Horror episode. In a Treehouse of Horror episode.
Who, what was it?
Groundskeeper Willie turned into a Freddy Cougar-like creature in one of the Treehouse of Horrors. True or false?
That would be true.
That is right. And it was scary.
Yeah. If people are Simpsons fans, like avid Simpsons, are listening, they're gonna love this. People who don't like the Simpsons are gonna be like,
"All right, I'm out of here. I'm finding something new to listen to."
Yeah.
show.
What TV talk show host gets visited by Bart and Lisa in a Treehouse of Horror episode?
Which TV?
What TV talk show hosts get visited by Bart and Lisa in a Treehouse of Horror episode?
That would be Alex Trebek. Ted?
Wrong. Regis and Kathy Lee, my fair friend. I'm sorry. We must penalize you by making you take off your shorts now. Please remove them and leave them with the bitter. on to the next one. Who invented...
No, but remember that one... Remember when Alex Trebek was on Treehouse of Horrors? And that's when, like, Alien came and Marge had to win money?
That might be true. I can't remember it.
Okay.
But that's what the card said. And I have to go by the card's rule. It is judge, jury, and executioner. I'm sorry, David.
All right. All wrapped in one, huh?
Yes. You can feel free to spank me behind stage later.
Okay. Okay.
In Stark Raving Dad, why did Mr. Burns question Homer's sanity? Homer asked to borrow money? Homer wore a pink shirt to work? Or Homer was working?
That would be he wore a pink shirt to work.
Homer did wear a pink shirt to work, and that is correct.
Right.
According to Lisa's essay in Miss Lisa Goes to Washington, Washington, D.C. was built on what?
It was built on a swamp.
A stagnant swamp, but we will accept swamp.
All right, cool.
Yes.
I'm doing all right, huh, Ted?
Stingy one here. All right. Yeah. One, two, or three?
One or two.
Two? All right. Choose the center card. True or false? Evil Jack is Springfield's most famous daredevil.
Jack Ball.
That is correct. Who is it?
Superhuman Fly, or Human Fly.
Captain Lance Murdoch.
Not the Human Fly, was the same thing, but... Yeah.
Daredevil. Anyways.
Okay, yeah, Daredevil is Captain Lance Murdoch.
Alright. After seeing a Daredevil perform, Bart decides to jump over what on his skateboard?
Well, he tried to clear the car.
Alright. What else?
And then he tried to clear Springfield Gorge.
Alright, that's the answer that we were looking for.
Okay.
Alright. And I think we're going to take a pause right here to bring to everyone. Yes?
Sounds good.
Yes, we'll take a pause here for a original Timely Beaver moment. This moment is My Life, which was a series we did about the life of certain live or inanimate objects and personified ourselves onto them as to what is their lifestyle. And here we have My Life as a Vacuum, performed by Carrie.
My life is a vacuum. I suck all day and all night. I can vibrate from the left to the right. I can do it, on the floor and on the wall. I could strap on my nozzle and get those hard-to-reach places. Yes, I love my life being a vacuum. I make everyone happy just by simply sucking. You know, being upright is better than being a handheld. Keeping your back straight makes for a better experience. You want to be able to relax while using me, the vacuum. My life is always good being the vacuum that I am.
And there you have it. The vacuum effects. Oh. Do you have pleasant vacuuming experiences, Dave?
You know I do, Ted. It's not...
Oh, I'm sorry, Dave, could you speak up?
Hello, Ted?
Oh, there we are. Sorry, I had my volume down.
No problem. Yeah, definitely positive, Ted.
Yes, this is. I have to tell everyone, doing this all at once and trying to coordinate it for the first time, it's really more difficult than I previously thought.
Yep, not easy, huh?
No, it's not.
Yeah,
but I think I'm gonna try doing this more because I think I pretty much am getting the hang of it, and it's just kind of learning how to set this up and kind of roll with it. It's definitely a new experience.
Yep.
So, we have 2 minutes and 40 seconds until the next Miranda and the Marble song.
Okay.
So let's get going to these questions.
We have time for a couple more Simpsons trivia.
Yes. can't get off of them, can you? They're racking your brain.
You can't get enough. It's like...
All right. Here we go. What does Otto the bus driver call his dad?
I call him the man.
What was that?
The man.
The admiral.
Or the admiral, yeah.
So. Admiral. What is Apu... Ready?
Yeah.
New question. What is Apu's nephew's name?
His brother on it.
Yes.
His nephew is... I don't know.
Jemshmi.
Yeah, we not have done that.
Yeah, sorry. That was kind of a hard one.
It's very hard.
On what show do Bart and Lisa first hear the about the babysitter bandit?
On what? Oh, that was...
On what TV show?
Did they give a list?
Rock Bottom, Eye on Springfield, or America's Most Armed and Dangerous?
The last one, America's Most Armed and Dangerous.
That is correct.
Thank you, Ted.
Ding.
Ding, 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 ding.
Where did Homer shop when he was almost broke at Christmas time?
When he was what?
Where did Homer shop when he was on a tight budget at Christmas time?
Let's see. That's not Try and Save, right?
No, it is Circle of Values. Or Circus of Values.
Oh, yeah. Try and Save a little later.
On that same episode, when Homer was almost broke at Christmas, what did he buy Maggie?
I don't know.
A rubber toy pork chop. Dog toy pork chop.
That's right.
I couldn't remember the back of the card, but I thought I'd spit that one out.
I remember
not
that,
well
yeah.
either. I got to get rid of this talk show stupid accent I'm doing here.
Oh, that's all right. That's
okay. Last question here.
Okay.
All right.
And then we'll go to the song after
that. Then we'll go to the song. True or false? Brian Freeze is the frozen drink sold at the Quickie Mart. Or Brain Freeze. Brian Freeze.
Brian Freeze.
Dude, the electric lettuce.
Okay. Let's see. Brian Freeze. Who's Brian Freeze?
Oh, Brian. It's dyslexic.
Same thing.
It's all good. Is that the name of the frozen drink sold at the Quickie Mart?
No, it's not. I can say
what is it, Dave?
I don't know, Ted.
Squishies.
I know it's not Brain Freeze, though.
Squishies.
Okay.
You want the squishy?
I thought there was something more technical.
No, it's a squishy.
Okay. All right.
Anyways, here, back again for another song, because she can't get enough of all of you. It's Men in the Marbles with their song, Upside Down.
Yeah. Enjoy.
Talk, 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 so radiate.
there we have it. Another great song from Man in the Marbles. How's it going over there, Dave?
Hey, Ted. Just hanging out, just racking my brain with Simpsons trivia.
I know. And we're going to cut this one short, and we're running out of time here.
Okay.
But in the last few minutes of the show, let's try to knock out one more.
All right.
Why not?
Good,
so, sure. True or false? Freddie is Mayor Quimby's nephew.
That is true.
All right. And the last one, and then we're going to have to say goodbye real quickly, because GarageBand's running out of time. What is school cafeteria gravy made out of?
Horse testicle.
Brown and water. All right, Dave. Well, it's good having you here.
All right, Ted. Thanks a lot. Thanks again. And
thanks to everyone for sticking through the first run-through of doing it all through one show. We're down to 30 seconds, so remember to write timelybeaver@gmail.com. Vote for us at PodcastLA because you absolutely hate us. And also call 206-222-BEAV. That's 2328. Anything else, Dave?
Everyone, have a good night, and we will talk to you next week. Take care. Bye.
All right. Thanks again, guys. Have a good... Oh, we got 10 seconds, Dave. Choo-pa, choo-pa.
5, 4, 3... Two, one. So long, good night, and see you next time.
GarageBand's gonna run out. It's gonna run out just about.